Entschuldigung, wenn du mit nur eins die bösen Seite und Verschicht hat, die Figur beginnt. So.
Verschicht von den Angst nehmen.
After all, he was raised in Abramovins house.
He didn't know any
Hochness, you know, compromises. There's the law. You can't bribe me. Because he was a mother, so you couldn't bribe him. So because of that, and Anshis didn't know Peter Shoim, and he couldn't even be bribed. So at that day, when Late was appointed mayor of the city, so then the Midas Sadin was Midas. Until then, they were, you could bribe them all. So, you see, Tzans Russia and Tamis Russia, the same level. But one difference. Tzans Russia were not as sincere and as conscientious about the Tzarist ideology, but the Tamis, they are very conscientious. You can't buy them off. So in those days, he wasn't under communist regime. So he was sentenced to be shot in the train to prepare. But the mayor of the city of Risk said that if he'll get 2,000 rubles, so then they will come to the sentence. And you know what it means, come to the sentence. It doesn't mean from capital punishment to life imprisonment. It means to tell him, leave us, that's all, don't bother us. So for 2,000, so Chaim called the Rosh Yakov, the city council of Brisk, the alderman of Brisk, to his house, and he said that they should raise the 2,000 rubles. So, everybody opposed the crime. Everybody. You know, in the Brisk City Council, not everybody was such a sadist. The Zionist, I mean, the crime had a lot of trouble. I mean, and they are not exactly Chofetz Chaim. I mean, they are, of course, they were Shemesh Shabbos. I mean, today they could be, members in an Orthodox synagogue. I mean, but they are not exactly Chofetz Chaim. So everybody opposed Reb Chaim. What? So he said, "We are Torah mitaber." Why say him? Said communist, you know, he fought against everything, and he was a mumal haches too. He used to go out to haches the rov and the diamond of Brazilic, smoking his cigarette and Shabbos, just to show them they defied the Torah. So Reb Chaim said, don't mention the outer one. It's not good. But then there was one member of the city council was along. So he said to the Chaim, how can we say in the Ridim Lemailin is a Mumalachis? So Rab Chaim mentioned to him, Ich kann mir echt bei sich, wie auch auf dem Ridim Lemailin. Und der Ridim Lemailin, der Miri zogt in Gubetzes, in Bogokame, man will ja doch, wenn sie da hat sehr geschaut. Und sie nicht doch in sehr Chashor, als man so einen Mosen schießen auf einen anarischen Bocher. Sagt er, was gerade sehr Chashor ist. Man darf ein Massel sein. Und zweitens, Reb Chaim ist er drin. Alright, die hat nicht gedacht, man ist auf einen anarischen Bocher. Was sie denn sein Mami? Sein Mami doch nicht mehr in der Meile. Was will er unglücklich machen, dem Leben von seinem Mami? Der Mami doch eine feine Freude. Ich will nicht sterben als solcher Rind. Das ist eine Ratius. And he says, and he mentioned the Miri Mobakami. The Miri Mobakami was not out, but the Shibubetsis was out. You know. Isn't that Miri? So I mentioned that story to point out it's not the Kazmish, it was the Kazmish. There is oil knew that all the time. But today's Mitoah, they don't know this and they don't know that. They don't know the Miri, they don't know the Kitesis, they don't know the Rambam, they don't know many Gemores. They only know a Chaznish, said it. As if the Chaznish was a Yacht. But it's the Chaznish was the Pechadish, and he expressed it in very good terms. I mean, the lingo of the Chaznish is very impressive. But the Halacha, everybody knew that. As a matter of fact, the Gemore that I mentioned yesterday, Nabrizore in Broches in Sanhedrin about the Bishur Ben Levi who tried to be mechabim the Shazayam of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then he fell asleep. Shmamino lab irach acher limi betoch.
the Bishiba lady that paid dollars on days, have a Mitzayale Ahu Mine Bikhoi. So he tried to be Mechavn the Shazam of HaKadosh Baruch. Kimota Yishai Kenimne, fell asleep. Oma Shmamin Olavei Rachar Olim Yachadoche. Virachamo Valkomaso Ksiv, Uksiv Gamanei Shla Tzadik Leitei. So he mentioned two psukim. One, Virachamo Valkomaso. And then Gamanei Shla Tzadik Leitei. So yes, they discussed Gamanei Shla Tzadik Leitei in conjunction with the morning Shabbos that came in Pesach. It means loitei vein, loitei velra. So in other words, that klole is also a form of aromisiyat. Verbal aromisiyat, klole. So, citation of the kashis mevidin remailin, is not a bias. So he says, even though it's mevidin remailin, it's not a bias, but you're not allowed to be mikalim. What does it mean? To be mikalim is worse than killing. I mean, it doesn't make sense. Chas v'shal. What it means, because Meridim Lemailim is more so to the daily Ador, and if there is a Tzir HaShom, Rabbi Shimon Levi was a good Ador, no doubt. Rabbi Shimon Levi was not just an Odom Nashuk, he was a good Ador, but there was no Tzir HaShom to him called, he was entirely called, but it wasn't indispensable for the Atzoras HaTzibor, for the protection of the Tzibor. So that's why it's also, because Klole is a form of Aramisiyat, verbal Aramisiyat. So in Mele, one, if somebody is merely Yad without the shoes, he's a chayto. He's a chayto. And even if he thinks that it's muter, it's a mitzvah, so he's not a roshe, so he's a chayto. So he's a shayu, but he's a chayto. So that's the posik of Anish Ratzadik Leite. But the Bishur Malevi also mentioned the Racham of Al-Kol-Maso. Why did he mention the Racham of Al-Kol-Maso? Because there is another reason. Because it's inconsistent with the Lid of Rachmanes. After all, the Racham of Al-Kol-Maso. So that the Bein Shalom is Rachmanes is upon all boy, even upon a cat and a dog, over him. So that the Bein Shalom is Rachmanes is Ibman Rishon. Ibman Apikos. Kirin. But there is a lot of middle and sometimes it's indispensable for the Hatzolos HaTzibur, not the Brahmanes. So sometimes it's a situation of Kolam Rachim al Rishoyim Nikhazor. But if there is such a situation, but here it wasn't indispensable for the Hatzolos HaTzibur to curse that meaning the chutzpah which was Mitzayah Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So Mele, it was repugnant to the posik of Rachma Komasa. What Rachma Komasa means? It's repugnant to the mitzvah of Lachta Bidrochov. Mahu Rachu Matate Yerachu. So Mele, of course, Minu Moslim am Mufti of the Sander Damreach. See? Even according to Rambam, they are mufke of the Sir Tzacholzer. According to the Rach and the Rosh, they are only mufke of the Samed Adam Rach, but not of the Sir Tzacholzer. Not of the Sir Tzacholzer. But some Meire, there is no the Samed Adam Rach, they are mufke of the Mitzvah of Lachesei, but without Lachesei, he is not Gorat and the Bal Chai. We have to have Rachmonis for the Bal Chai. So he shouldn't have Rachmanis for a human being just because he's a Roshe, he's a Min, he's an Apteres, he's a Moser. If it's necessary, it's not Shaykh to say. If it's necessary for that Tzolos HaTzibur, it's not Shaykh to say to apply Rachmanis. So then Rachmanis is our Zorondes, our Elam. But if it's not necessary, so he's either on Volach to Bidrochov. So that's why, so then what happened? So they refused to give the money. Even though the Chaim told them to give the money, so they refused. What did the Chaim do? It's a true story. It's a true story. I heard it from my father, and it was witnessed by the Chaim's sons. Other people also witnessed them. So he couldn't prevail upon them, they should give the money. Everybody, humanity, Zionists, Mizrachim, Abudis, I don't know what there was, Abudis. But they were canoeing, I mean, not But the village that was probably before the village soil was founded, was 1903 or 1905. Everybody was opposed, and the Prime couldn't prevail upon him. So then, but he was to be shot with a Yom Kippur on the day after Yom Kippur. So then, the Prime came when they to Minche, and then the Rosh HaKol won their issue from Arab Yom. So he sent the Shliach and told them that they should be in shul, all of them should be in shul an hour before Komibre. He asked to see them. So then he came for Komibre, and they came because the Prime told him to be there an hour before. So he told them he will not let them say Komibre until they bring 2,000 trouble, and then they'll take it to the mayor, you know. So they had no prayer. The Prime said, you will not let them say Komibre. So they got the money, and then they took it over, and to the mayor, you know, the mayor accepted it, and everything was done. And then they all went back to the shul. It was already close to Shkia. The Prime said them, Ista Kentazom Komibre. That's the story. So it's not the Chazmish was the Yochid. All the daily soil passed from there. So it's only them, some of the modern people, so they say Chazmish was generous, Rabbi Feinstein was not generous. Okay, they're gonna open. But it's not the Chazmish, it's all the daily soil. The Rabbi Lemayim is a heter that is more so to daily ador. And even daily ador, only when there is a Tzeirach Hashem. He says that today there is no Tzeirach Hashem. On the contrary, it will have the opposite effect. All right, that's all what I wanted to say. All right. So the Gemara said, Pshite mihoche lehoche umihosom lehosom mehane. The mashal was meiche. The mehane. All right, doesn't make any difference. No, not meaning. Umihoche lehosom name mehane. So he's meiche the name. Again, I don't see any not meaning. Dehoche shevet vihosom mechit. Kritanya, so in other words, so rishus that is even mihoche by the rishgoluse is effective for our Israel. Umiosom mihosom, rishus that is given by the Nosi in Eretz Yisrael is effective for Eretz Yisrael. Umihoche lehosom is mehame, name mehame. In other words, rishus that is given by the Rish Geluse is effective even for a dying Eretz Yisrael. Why? Dihoche shevet, vihosom mechekech. Keditanye lehosom shevet miyehudo, ilo roshigoye shebibobel, shereidin es Yisrael bishevet. ומחייקת ברגלו אלו בני בונות של הילל של למדין תירו ברב. So in other words, the Rishgaluse is a shevet. So he's been kimelech. The Nosi is a mechayket, he's not been kimelech. So in other words, of course, moment, force, you know, fear, like a smardus, all these things, greatness of, that is more so is muscle to the tzibur, basically. But the melech is became a tzibur. And the Rish Geluse doesn't have a din of melech in regard to the din of melech that in here, that are vested in the melech, but there is melech. But there are certain powers that are vested in the melech, not because he is the melech, but because the melech is the manig tzibur. So they are essentially vested in the tzibur. So in regard to those authorities that the melech has, not as a melech per se, but because he is the manik tzibur, so the Rish Geluse, who is in Zera David ben, has a din of melech to possess the keches, the authorities of the tzibur.
So in other words, Kriya in that Kabbalah and Hefker is really vested in the Tzibur. And that's my Shulchan Aruch, that Zion to be here is there. They're not even necessarily Talmud HaChachamim, they just, if the Tzibur authorized, delegated all their authorities to them, so they have the Keach to apply sanctions of the Kriya and of the Hefker, so that just like the Tzibur themselves. So that's only Shayach Ligabe the Rish Gruse, but not Ligabe the Nosi. So the question is, Lihosom Lehochema, can if the Nosi in Eretz Yisrael gave the shoes to the Dayan in Chutz La'aretz in Bavel, is it effective or not? Toshma, Rabbe Barchone Dondine Bito, Rabbi Bachone passed the deal and he made a mistake. Also, he came to the prayer, Omale, he kablucha alaye loiti shale, the loy zil shlim. If they will mikabel you, so you shouldn't pay. But if they will not mikabel, so you have to pay. But Rabbi Bachone, Bishus Abinoket from Rabbi Nakodesh, ורבא שושה וסרנאי שמאמנו מיהוסם לאוך אלוהי מהנה. So because if it would be effective, so then he would be potter, so he would enjoy immunity. And since Rabbi Bachone did not enjoy immunity, in case he made a mistake, he was held responsible. So it's a riot that the rishus of the Nosi is not effective to give immunity to a dying chutzlores, to a dying body. Shmamino, mihocha lehosom loy mehane, shmamino. Oh, Rashi, don dine bibobel bito, oso leaz Yisroel, likami de repchie. Shmamino, mihosom lehocha lemane, to rabbe bachone rishus abenokit, mi rebe, dinosi leaz Yisroel oyo, כי דאמרון לכמה בשמייטים בנוכי ירד לבובה. אז לגמור עסיקה ש... בלוי מהנה, ורבי ברבונה, כי אבי נמצא בהבי דבריש גלוסה, וניאגי, ודבריש גלוסה, אומר, לב מנייך נקית נרישוסה. נקית נרישוסה, מה במור? ספאבה, רבונה. Rabune son. We have Mori and Rabune from whom did he get Rishus Mirab? And Rab from whom did Rab get Rishus Mirabriye? And the Rabriye Mirabe. But, so I was saying, I didn't get Rishus from you. I didn't get Rishus from you. So, but see, the Rishus had been effective for Bovel. So, I mean, but he got Rishus from the Nosi, and it's mashma that was effective for Bovel too. So Gemara says, the Nilsa down with Eichem. So in other words, he didn't say that he has immunity in case he makes a mistake, so then he's potam l'shalim because of the Rishus he received from the Nosi, from the Nakot. He just said that if I wanted to get Rishus in order to have immunity in Eretz Yisrael, or Ayori so in this Radvu, so then I would get Rishus from the Nosi. But he wasn't discussing immunity in Bava. In Yilse Dalmu Udeik, Bichem Yacha, Bilunane, Sorabe Vachone, Rishus Edinokat Lamal. So Rabbi Barabune, it's not mentioned that he mamish got Rishus. He only said in the argument, you see, if I had to get Rishus, and he meant to get immunity, to be potter in Eretz Yisrael, or Ayoris or in the Agbun, so then I would get Rishus from the Nosi. But Rabbi Barabune mamish actually got Rishus from the Nosi. And Rabbi Barabune was dying where? In Bovel. Not in Eretz Yisrael. So what was the purpose of getting the shoes? Because
it didn't give him immunity anyway. So Rabbi Bachon is so why did Rab have to say that Benochi is the bubble and so on? What was the result of it? What's the significance? So Rishu says, no katlomali. So Gemara says, la'ayori so imdin al agvulin. Al agvulin, so let's see the Rashi. La'ab minayich anachim Rishu says, benikot lachem. Al agvulin hanimshochi zacha eretz Yisroel. What's the pshat? So, why does Gemara say Ayores or Indim or Agbulim? Gemara could say for Eretz Yisroel Mamesh, not Ayores or Agbulim, but Eretz Yisroel Mamesh, like Tveria. I mean, where was Rabin HaKodesh? Rabin HaKodesh was in Tveria. Why does Gemara mention that Ayores or Agbulim? The answer is, for Tveria he had all the Chachma Yisroel there. So, Rabbi Bachone did not expect to be done in the Torahs in Tveria because he had all the Chachmi Yisroel there. And so Rabbi Babachone expected to be a Dayan either in Bavel or in certain towns where you didn't have all the Chachmi Yisroel. I always in your Agbulim. So the purpose of getting the shoes from the Nosi was not to have immunity in Tveria. Because in Tveria he didn't have to be done in the tail. There were other Chachmi Yisroel. And the purpose was not to have a unity in Bavel because it wouldn't be effective. So what was the purpose of getting the Shifa and Nosi? To have a unity in case he's done in Torah and he stay in the Ayores or in the Mahadur. So that Rishus will be effective to have a unity. So what is Ayores in Erkut? So Rashi says, Hanim Shochim Sachar Eretz Yisroel. Apparently, it's not Mamesh Eretz Yisroel. It's Nimshoch Yisach Eretz Yisroel. What is that? There is a Tzotnas Taneach in Hilchos Klein where he discusses this Rashi. It's a remarkable deal. Why does Rashi say Nimshoch Yisroel? Rashi could say, Ayores in Agbulim, that's Eretz Yisroel. He doesn't say it's Eretz Yisroel. It's Nimshoch Yisach Eretz Yisroel. It is Eretz Yisroel, it's not Eretz Yisroel. Yes. That's right, Mavlois. So in Gemara in Gittin, there is an Indian, Gemara in Gittin discusses Mavlois. That's a Megadlu from a Nechtalu from a Nechtal. Mishnah in Gittin, the first Mishnah, says, I may be getting the Sayam Choshima from Echo from Echo. From Gamirim, I may be in a Rekim and a Chag. The Blazerim, I can be Kvalud in Yu. The Chachomim, I'm in Choshima from Echo from Echo. So there's a machlekes between Rabbe and Robbe. What is the reason as to why the Chachomim are deciding that when Shliach brings a get from Kutsuaret, he has to see from Echo from Echo. Rabbi says because they're not finished, they're not sold out because. And Rabbi says they should need in the country. Oh. But it's Takonis Chachomim. So you cannot say that every time Shliach delivers the get, so the best thing will determine Avi Bakalishmo Avi, not Bakalishmo at all. Whether Kinishmo or not Kinishmo is not something that is constant. It can vary from time to time, from place to place, but Bezdin is not at liberty to determine the aloha according to the specific circumstance of the situation. That's the reason. Because Bisman Chazal, so the usual situation was that in Eretz Yisrael they were Bokin Lishmo, and in Chutzlo it's not. Oh, that in Eretz Yisrael you are in Zurich, I mean, and in Chutzlo they're not in Zurich. But it's a Dakone. So in Mele, there is a Machlekes, Tanoi, what does it apply? So according to Tanekame, it applies to Mokin in Chutz Lorenz, that is right. So Tefi says, Lord Vishen, well, in Nes Yandel, in overseas, in Mokin Rochit is called Nes Yandel, not that overseas. Even if you can get there by foot, without crossing the sea, so it's also called Nes Yandel, Mokin Rochit. But Smuchetz, in Chutz Lorenz, so then you don't have to say for that. Of course, the reason is because Ayoris HaSmuchet generally is non-chazal, we walk in Lishmo, what is that? But it's taconic. The question is, to what kind of chutzlores does it apply? So, according to Mekami, it applies only to the chutzlores that is Mokim Rochim. But the chutzlores that is Samuch, it doesn't apply. So it's then Ram Gamliel Emeir, Afameidim in Orekim Lachago. Rekim in a chago, so that's chutz lores, but it's samuch. It's samuch. So even samuch, the content of Kame is walking from chutz lores, samuch. So he's not to be, so doesn't require him to see from Yachta. And according to Rav Gamliel, even me mocking samuch lores to soil, as long as it's chutz lores, so then he has to say. So Rav Lezer is more machmir than Rav Gamliel, because Rav Gamliel is only machmir to require from Yachtam of him not in a chutz lorenz, but somewhere. But Mugle is not, and Rav Lezer requires even Mugle. What is Mugle? So Rashi. That Dalet says Mugloyis means, Rashi says Mugloyis, that Dalet am Dalet. So Rashi says, Ayoris ha-Mugloyis v'omar Abaye v'ayoris ha-Smuches l'Eretz Yisrael u-Mugloyis b'tchum l'Eretz Yisrael ha-Skinu. So, she-Sipu, so, Smuches l'Eretz Yisrael ha-Nach Rekem v'chagod Rav Gamliel v'hanod Rav Lezer ha-Besmuches Tvei שאף מובלי סין בתחום אלו שאין אומר ארץ ישראל ותנה כאן בסובר חנר יצריך משום סמוכץ ואוסר הגמליל לעיסוק הסמוכץ ומידע במובלויס כי רב לזר איסי את המובלויס ואיך אדום המובלויס כנאיורי שמונו הקוסו במזרוכו של ארץ ישראל ומיס לגבור ותכסי ביסביסם לוחם לגבור קיימו מחוצר אינסוגיטור המנשן סרטן סידיס that are the Gvurim of Eretz Yisrael. So a number of cities, but let's say this is one city, and here is another city. So it might be, you see, that this city extends eastward beyond the limit of this city. So any place here is Mugloitz. So in other words, it's not Mamish Eretz Yisrael. Mamish Eretz Yisrael, this would be the borderlines. Mamish Eretz Yisrael. So anything in between of this line, you see, would be Eretz Yisrael. But suppose this strip, you see, this strip, so that's called Mugloyis. So that's Mugloyis. So it's not Mamish Eretz Yisrael, but it is a Gvul of Eretz Yisrael. So mainly the Rishus of Nosik. So the Rishus. So according to Rav Gamliel, who is Machmir, and he says, even somebody, the Shia, who was a get from a city, from a town of the Torah, that is very Samuch, so he has to say from that. But if it's Mugloyis, so since it's within the confines of the cities
that Al-Kudin declared as the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have Sivanah. So here, and Rav Lezer says that even though it's in Shochas Eretz Yisrael, it's in Eretz Yisrael, but since it's not Mamish Eretz Yisrael, the Cholat Vorim, so Menele is the Shliach, if he delivers a get from that kind of a town, he has Sivanah. So here we also have the Rishus of the Nosi is effective to give immunity to a Dayan in Eretz Yisrael, to have jurisdiction in Eretz Yisrael, and even in a place that is within the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. But the other Nachminis also, so the Tzoftes Paneah discussed it, but this is one Nachmini between Eretz Yisrael Mamesh and Mimsheches Eretz Yisrael. What's the Indian of Mimsheches and Eretz Yisrael? In other words, it's within the confines of the cities that are declared by the Torah as the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael, as the Gvulim of Eretz Yisrael. So that's one of them. My wish you say, Kavnochis Rabbe Vachoneli Bobel, Omale Rabechiel Rebbe, Benochi Yeret Libotel. So, Yere, so Rabechiel asked Rebbe, Yere, should he be authorized to pass Kishailes in his Aveter? So Rebbe answered Yere. Then Rabechiel asked him, Yodi, should he be authorized to be done in the Torahs, in the Knosses? So Rabbi Nachodesh answered, Yod, Yati Pcheres. So Rabbi Nachodesh answered, Yat, Kabinochis. That was when Rabbi Bachon had to go to Bobel. So Rabbi Chia said to Rebbe, whether he giving him rishus to the Eire, to the Yodin, to Matapheres. So Rebbe answered affirmatively on all the three things, on Eire, on Yodin, and on Atoras Pheres. What do you mean Atoras Pheres? Because if the Pheres, this man has said, you cannot be Matri the Pheres, there is no disamigdash. So what can you do? And it's Kodesh and Rachel made, so you have to wait until Mum occurs in the Beime, in the prayer, and then it's Nechav. So a Chochem has to ask him whether it's in Munkavua or it's not in Munkavua, sometimes the moon is in the Meimea. So the Yehoi of the Chochem has to determine whether it's in Munkavua or it's in Munkavua. So he was authorized to pass to Shailes Natoras Pech. Kavinoch is Rav Libobel, Omale Rabchie Li Rebbe Benachisi Yer Libobel. Yere! So Rabbi Nachodesh answered Yere. Yodim! So Rabbi Nachodesh answered Yodim. Yat Pcheres! So Rabbi Nachodesh this time said, oh, Yat Pcheres. In other words, for Rabbi Vachone, he gave rishus to Yat Pcheres. But to Rab, he didn't give rishus. Maishnel Mas, we know at first is the Kashi. In other words, both Rabbi Vachone and Rab were nephews of Rabchie. So how is it that when he referred to Rabbi Vachone, he referred to him by the expression Benoch, and when he referred to Rab, he referred to him as Benachis. The fact is that Rab was also a Benochi of Rabchie. So why didn't he refer to Rab also as Benochi? Why is Benachis? So Maishnel Imar in respect to Rabbi Vachone Dikokore Benoch, and Maishnel Imar Dikokore Benachis. Viriteime Hochabe Mais, we'll say, because Rabbi Vachone happened to be son of Rabchie's brother, but Rab was only son of Rabchie's sister, not his son of Rabchie's brother. No, it's not like that. Boma Mar, Ibe was the father of Rab. Vichone, and Chone was the father of Rabbi Vachone. Vishile, Umolse, Virabchie, the old brothers from one father.
kulebne abe dat ache karsele mi kafram. So Rav was a benochi of the priyatu. Why didn't he refer as Rav Bachone was a benochi? Why didn't he refer to Rav as the benochi? So the no answer is Rav barachte the habe barachs. I mean, don't become shocked. Does that mean that Chas V'Sholom married a sister? He married a stepsister. And his stepsister, you're allowed to marry? You're allowed to marry? I mean, the only shayla is about Marasayim, not Marasayim, so on. But he was allowed to marry. Today, so there is a shita that one is not allowed because of Marasayim. But Bisman Chazal, it was muta to marry his stepsister. So Rav was the son of the brother of Kapriye, of Ibe, who was a brother from the father paternally, a paternal brother, and the Habe Barachse. But Rav was also a son of a maternal sister of Kapriye. So in other words, Ibe married his stepsister, and that's not an Arva stepsister. It's not in Shnias, Shaili is about Marasayim. So, some say there is a Shite that if they are brought up together, then there is an Issa of Marasayim, but if they are not brought up together, so then there is no Issa of Marasayim. But, I suppose, and there they probably, so even if that Issa was Neig of Marasayim in the days of Rav, but they were not raised together, so there was no Issa of Marasayim. So Ibe married the stepsister of his. But so then Rab was the child of that marriage, and he was a paternal nephew of Rabchie and the maternal nephew of Rabchie. So Rab Barachve Dhabe Barachse, but Rab Barachone was only a paternal nephew. Rabbi Babachone Barach Rav Barachse, so he couldn't refer to him as Benachis, he only as Benochi. But to Rab he could refer not only as Benochi, but also as Benachis. Now, the Gemara doesn't ask, so why did he refer? Apparently, he liked to refer to him by the name Benachis more than by the name of Benochi. So you'll see from the other text in the Gemara why he had the preference. So, the boy is saying that. Al Shem Chochmose, Tichsid Emeel HaChochmo HaChaisiyat. So why do we call him Ben HaChaisi? Because Chochmo is also referred to as an Achais. But the question arises, Monefshach, if he called him Ben Achaisi because of the Chochmah, not because she was a real sister, so why Dafke only in respect to Rav he called him Ben Achaisi? The other Chachonim also possessed a lot of Chochmah. I mean, why didn't he refer to the other Chachonim, Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan? I mean, so many Chachonim, Talmidim of Rabbi Nakodesh, they were Elam. So they also possessed a lot of Chochmah. So why didn't he refer to them as Ben Achaisi? The answer is, the Priya wouldn't refer to someone as Ben Achaisi just because Emel HaChochmah HaChaisi. But since he was Ben Tzias Ben Achaisi, but he was Ben Tzias Ben Ochiv too, so he preferred to use Ben Achaisi because Achaisi also has the connotation Ben Chochmah. But just because of Chochmah, you wouldn't refer to someone as Ben Achaisi, so it would be misleading. In other words, first we'd have to make Adome. I call him Ben Achaisi, but no one should think that he's really my nephew only because he has a lot of wisdom. So, that he didn't do. But he was a Ben Achaisi, but he was a Ben Ochiv too, so why did he prefer that name? So, in other words, the first Eretz is also similar to the second Eretz. The first Eretz is because he was bald, so he referred by that name, to call him by that name. But according to the first parent, he just preferred that name of Ben Achesei, just like that, without any reason. According to the second lesson, why did he prefer the name of Ben Achesei above the name of Ben Achim, even though he had the same relationship, because of a male Achochmachit? Yate Pcheres! So Rabbi Nakodi said, Al Yate, my time. So in respect to Rabbi Bachone, he answered, Yate. And in respect to Rab, he said, Al Yate, my time. Ileime Mishum Lechakim, because he was not as great in Chochmeh as Rabbi Bachoneh, or Kamrin on the Chakim too. On the contrary, he was distinguished in Chochmeh. Elo Mishum Lepkiye Binume. He didn't have the Miledeaum. He didn't have the Miledeaum. Now, you know, there was a Machlekes. I mean, when we should get it, I mean, when we reach the sugya of Sniche, I mean, we also discussed Sniche, but not so thoroughly. So, we should have, I'm sure the library has it, the tshuves between the Maribi Rab and the Rebbe Mechotik, in respect to the Chiddush HaSniche. The Maribi Rab was Mechadosh HaSniche on the basis of the Rambam Shite, that if Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, if Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael decide to be masmich a certain Tomas Chochem, they can do so, even though it's not ish mitlish now, because the chain of ordination of smiche was interrupted, but Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael can revive it. And then that someone will be able to install a new chain of ordination of smiche. So the Maribi Rab, so together with the Reb Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, agreed that according to the Rambam, you can do a Chadish Smiche. But the lady in the Chodiv, he was not in Tzvas. The Maribi Rab and all the Chachmei, most Chachmei Yisrael, lived in Tzvas. But the Blade in the Hobby was in Yerushalayim. He opposed, he was chilek. Why did he oppose it? So for many reasons, several reasons. One reason was because the Rambam says yearly, Shin Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. We'll agree. So he said, here we don't say Rubi Kikule. It has to be the unanimous mandish, not Rubi Kikule. And it wasn't unanimous. Was chilek. So, and the Maribi Rab said, Rubi Kikule. So that was one machlekes. Whether we apply here the aloha of Rubi Kikule or not, why shouldn't we apply the aloha of Rubi Kikule? It's another question, but it's not our Indian. So that was one machlekes. Then, I believe the hobby was very great and distinguished in Chochmas HaTchuna. Really, the Maribi Rab didn't claim to be distinguished in Chochmas HaTchuna. So he said that since the Rambam says that you can be masmich with Bor Mechidi, and the strange thing is, why did the Maribi Rab persevere in his existence? It's a Mechadish. What was the reason? What is the reason? Because in those days there were many Balichuvahs in our society. Balichuvahs who unfortunately were forced, you know, to become a Nusi in Spain, you know, that was the Golus Forat was in 1492, so there are a number of Jews who unfortunately were not able to show the Miseras Nefesh. So they were Anusim, and then at the first opportunity, when they were able to move out, I mean, from Spain, so they did so, and they became very chilly. As long as they were in Sforat, so they weren't able to observe mitzvahs, because Achas Dosil Homis, but then they came out chilly. And as Anusim in Spain, there are no kinds of Isurei Kores, Machmaseines, so all kinds of Kores, I mean, so. And the halacha is that chayav krisa shalom hu niftar migei krisasa. Niftar migei krisasa. Monika, if it's machmasene, so that not chayav kore, so it's chachmane patre. And the answer is, you know, it was, at the very outset, it was mamashenes. But then, many of them, you know, first you do an isakores, beines mamash, and then you do it once beines mamash, second time in mamash. Then, so, you become desperate and you do it even not beines mamash. So they were not anusim, so they are chayav kores, and they were bar tshuva. So, he wanted them to patter them of the chayav kores. And the Mishnah Makkah says, chayav krisa shaloku niftar migei krisasa. So that was the main reason as to why the Ma'ariv b'Rav wanted Mechavish Nicha, in order to patter the Ba'al Tshuva from the chayav kores. It's another thing. The Baal HaMoir and the Rambam, the Baal HaMoir says it explicitly in Makkis, and from the Rambam doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's Muchach. So he becomes potter from Kores, because the Gemara in Makkis says, Chayobe Mises Bezni. So, Chayovei Mrs. Bezdin, she in Chayovei and she Bezdin, she in Moshe Tshuva, so in the Pdur. That Magad Rab is very difficult, has to be explained. Many things have to be explained. Not working the arrangement in this. In Marcus, I think it's even. I think so. So it's the first verse. Oh, Marcus is together with... Oh, here. Yeah. There's a bulk of the oh, here we go. Gimel Amud Beit, the second line from the top. Rabbi Akiva Imei Chayav Krisis Yeshni Bechal Malkus Aboi. Shimosu Tshuva Bezdin Shalmailo Meichlin Lehem. Chayav Mrs. Bezdin Einam Bechal Malkus Aboi. Shimosu Tshuva Ein Bezdin Shalmata Meichlin Lehem. So the question is, what does Rabbi Akiva mean? When he says Chayav Krisis Yeshni Bechal Malkus Aboi, Shimosu Tshuva Bezdin Shalmailo Meichlin Lehem. Also Tshuva together with Malkus, Bezdin Shalmailim Meichlin. But without Malkus, he doesn't become potter from the Chayav Kores. Or it means, Shimosu Tshuva even without Malkus, so Bezdin Shalmailim Meichlin. The Baal HaMoir says it explicitly in Malkus, that it means even without Malkus. The Ramban doesn't spell it out explicitly, but it's Midurik from the Russian of the Ramban, that he agrees in the Baal HaMoir. Even though he's masking Baal HaMoir at another point, but on this point he's masking. It's not spelled out explicitly, but it's masking. From the Rambam's Russian Lachans. The Rambam in Pirusha Mishne explains it, Chayav Krisis Yeshni Bechal Malkus Aboyim, Shimosu Tshuva, together with Malkus, Bezdin Shalmai Lameichonet. But, so Chayav Malkus, Chayav Krisis Shalmai Lameichonet, according to the Rambam,
Ich mein, Shaloko is without children. And if you do children, it's without mouth. But according to the Rambam, so Chayri mouth, Chayri Shlusi, Shaloko, Nifto, Milik, Vesosa means together with children. So Malkus without Tshuva does not take off the Chiyuv Kores. Tshuva without Malkus does not take off the Chiyuv Kores either. So the Marie de Rav wanted to advise the primarily in order to gather the Baal Tshuva from the Chiyuv Kores. So according to the Baal Moyer and the Ramban, it was necessary because the Tshuva and Mele, they were potter of the chorus anyway. So in other words, because of the Shiva Zaramba, the Shiva by itself, without Malkus, doesn't take off the Chiyuv Kores. Why? Because Gimel Chulki Kapore. So if somebody will be there, run an essay, so then does Shiva without him keep her, so he attains Kapore Mule. If it was in a lazy say, so then Tshuva Teilev in Makipurim happen, and if there is a traces in his intensity, so Tshuva in Makipurim Teilev, the Yisur Mimamoy. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam says that Hayabi traces if they do Tshuva, but if they didn't get Malkus, so the Chiyuv Kores is not Poka, because by Hayabi traces Tshuva and even Tshuva together in Kippur is not Mechaper. So why does the Ramoyer and the Ramban say it is Mechaper? The answer is, Mora means Kapol Mura they can't have. For Chusism says, best without is Kapol Mura. But Kapol Ksas there is, and that Kapol Ksas is enough to take off the Chiyuv Kores. The Chiyuv Kores. So, but, there's another bit. All right, so Marie de Rav, fight to revive the smicha because of the Shita Rambam. He didn't want to rely on the Shita of the Ramoyer and Rambam. But there is another difficulty in the Marie de Rav. The aloche of Kol Chayav Tshuva Shaloko Mikto Mifusosan is only shayach when the Malkus is Chayav Malkus Hobbit. In other words, if he ate Chilev in the presence of Eidim, and the Asroi, and he was the Kabul Asroi, so then Bezdin is Mechuya to be the Malkus, so it has a Chalesha Malkus, so then it takes off the Chiyuv Kores. But these Baal Tshuva certainly were not Chayav Malkus. In Chanavu, because there was no Asroya, there was no Kabbalah Asroya. Did he adopt? Of course there was no Asroya, because there was no Bezdin to commit out Malkus. And then, when were the Eidah and Yisrael Kores? Why do I lose him his Torah? So, I have to say, Asroya, Kabbalah Asroya, I mean, it's inconceivable that there was Asroya. So they were not even Chayav Malkus. So even if they had Smokhin, they couldn't meet out Malkus. How could they meet out Malkus? So they would be, hey there, he loved the rights of the Yisrael, what can you say? You just take a Jew and you hit him. Hey, he's Chayav, he's Shalpidin, let's say Asroya, Kabbalah Asroya, Eidim, and Rishizuchchiras, Kabbalah Seides. Otherwise, he just acquired. It involves the Rabbi Raise. So how could Marie de Rav, it is so strange, how could Marie de Rav be Chadis Mirche in order to paddle about children? In the end, so he was Masmir. They were Ilam. Rabbi Yosef was one of the Smuchim who got Smirche. And Chaim Vital was one of the Smuchim. But he didn't continue, it remained with them. Maybe it was continued for one generation, but then it was interrupted again. But no one of the Smuchim ever carried out Malkus. His real purpose was in order to pass the Baal Tshuva, but that wasn't even done. That wasn't even done. But the question is, how did he for a moment even think of giving Malkus? It would involve the Rabbi Raise. So, and then, how could it matter according to the Baal Moyer and the Ramban? So they didn't need the Malkus, Tshuva itself to come. And according to the Ramban, they needed Malkus.
So how could the Malchus be considered as Malchus? It wasn't done. Even if they did get Malchus from the Bezin Smuchim, but they won't have Malchus. It was done without Asroya, without Kabbal Asroya, and without Eidim. I mean, how could there be Malchus? So it should have been the Yisrael. So as far as the Yisrael of the Yisrael is concerned, so there is an answer to that. You know, there was a minhag throughout for hundreds of years that Jews and the Arab Yom Kippur subjected them to Malchus, subjected themselves to Malchus. If that will be done today, so it will be involved in the union of Haram Asiyah, because today we are not in the Madrege to get Malchus. We are not in the Madrege, very far from that Madrege. So anyone who carries out Malchus, I hear there are some people, some rabbonim in certain shoes in Brooklyn who do it, but it's a hose, and it involves me of Haram Asiyah. Why didn't it involve an Yisrael of Yisrael Kasey, of Yisrael Kasey, in those days, when it was done, now, these Bnei Yisrael did not usurp authority to themselves. So the answer is, because the Rambam says, so in other words, only if it's done there from Tzoyim. In other words, it is by way of strife. When somebody eats in anger, by way of strife, then he's evil with Tzoyim. How does the Rambam know only there from Tzoyim? Of course, some as the Kashi, how can the Rambam say only if it's done there from Tzoyim? The Gemara says, the Sifri says, in certain places, that Mile was Hutra Mechlola. Why was Mile Hutra Mechlola? Because you have to be married child, but you're a Chayvot child. So the Yisrael of Yesi was Hutra. But according to Rambam, it wasn't Hutra, because when somebody is married a child to the kind of Mitzvah, he doesn't do it. Der Chumtsoin, on the contrary, he does it der Chave, not der Chumtsoin. The answer is, the Rambam doesn't mean that the Yisrael of the Yisrael only applies when you do it der Chumtsoin. And if you don't do it der Chumtsoin, suppose somebody will amputate the leg of another person der Chochet. So he will not be able to have the Yisrael. The Rambam means, you know, Yarevel Yesif, if you slap somebody's face. I remember as a child, I was the youngest in the family, every time the Lord visited my father, so the first thing he did is to pinch my cheeks. Some of the rabbonim, they pinch so hard my cheek that I still feel the pain. So, for the evil Yesif, you're not evil Yesif. Why not? Why won't they even? I remember the Sokol Rebbe. He's the grandfather of the president of the Minsk Rebbe. Every time he was Tom Schochet, and every time he was in Warsaw, he came to my father's house to talk and learn. When he came to my father's house, my father wasn't at home. So what did he do? I was at home, I was the baby, so he gave me a primer. I didn't appreciate that either. The thing I resented more than anything else, that if I did well on the prine, he pinched me my cheek. So then I decided, I said to my mother, I won't answer the question. So my mother said to me, that's not nice. That's not being honest. You will survive the prine. Anyway, so how is it that he did it? It involved the Yisrael of the Yisrael Kasey. The answer is, it wasn't done der Chitzon, it was done der Chav. I didn't appreciate it, but that doesn't matter. So it wasn't done der Chitzon. But if he were made a Chabura, if he had pinched my cheek so much, sometimes it was close, that I started to bleed, then he would be able to use it. Because if he doesn't involve any transdam, and he doesn't involve any weakening of the organs, but just he pinches. So why is he pinching different than slapping the face?
pinching hurts more than slapping the face? The answer is, when he slaps the face, he does it derech nitzoyen. When he pinches, he does it derech hab. So merely it's not even a chavore. It's not a chavore, it's not his special letter. But when he makes a chavore, let's say somebody, a male, his mother, child, then he makes a chavore, so then it is a chavore anyway, whether it's derech nitzoyen. That's why the Gemara said, the Sifri says, chavore, that Mila is hutro mechlon. I think there's Gemara also that says, maybe in Suvas, that Mila is hutro mechlon because there is a chabura involved. There's a chabura involved. So the reason is why the Rambam says they are enjoying, because otherwise there would be no heter for Rabbi Makis neighbor, Rabbi Rebbe's family. Does the Rebbe have the right to make chabura in a Talmud? In order to discipline a Talmud, Chas v'Sholem, he'll be either allowed to rise, b'chayv malkes, if there is no tashlum, if his person shall report it. But if he does it without the chabur, in mayod akoye, so there is aloche of derech mitzoyen, and he does it derech tichoche. So memele, the reason is why, hundreds of years ago, in the shtetlach in Europe, they did subject themselves to Malkes, because they were under Madrid. It didn't involve an Isser of Yisrael HaKisei, but besides Yisrael HaKisei, Aron Messiah is also. Some Mele, they were under Madrid, and it was with their consent. Some Mele, they were under Madrid, so it didn't involve any Aver of Aron Messiah. But Jews today are under Madrid, of those Jews who are Tzadikim Gmurim. So in Morishenim Kimalach HaShores, so the Orthodox Jews today, they could be considered as Neodom. Sometimes not in that. So it's usurping authority to carry out that practice of subjecting oneself to Malkus today. But it was done, because they were on the Madrega and it didn't involve an Isra of the Yisrael HaKisei. So the reason is why the Maharid Rav wanted to do it to get Malkus, because he wanted to meet out Malkus. Birtzeinon, and it wasn't derech mitzoyen. So it's only a Indian of, because they wanted to get Kapore. But how could they get Kapore? After all, they won't hide Malkus, wasn't doing it as Roye. So the Maharid Rav held, since he's suing as a supplement to Chuve, can be effective to attain Kaporet Mure, so the Malkus, even when the Malkus is not Kiddin, with Asroya and Kaporet Seydes and Rishuch Jir and everything, but in lieu of Yisurim it could be considered. In lieu of Yisurim it could be considered. So that was his reason. Anyway, so that Rabbi Nachori was opposed to it. And then another reason as why Rabbi Nachori was opposed is because the Rambam says in order to be Nisbach Livon Yechidim, he has to be Rola Heretz V'chol Atzeret Kulem. It says, and today there is no one who is Rola Heretz V'chol Atzeret Kulem. So that's number one. He said, assuming that there is someone, in other words, he was speaking about this Yosef. So that's why he wasn't so certain, because this Yosef, he could say, he was Rola Heretz V'chol Atzeret Kulem. But he said, he's not sure. But then he said, assuming that all them smuchim are all of them, but you have to know the Miradalma too. So if you have to pass from Shayim to Shachidish, you have to know astronomy. And who of the smuchim was the Bokin astronomy? He was the only one of the Chachim Yisrael who was the Bokin Tchunov. But the others were not considered as being astronomy. So he mentioned this Gemara. That's why I mentioned it. Elmishim and Pkir Binume. Vomar Rav Shmini Eschadoshim Godalti Tzorei Behemo Leide Eze Mum Kavua Beze Mum Eivea Al-Lechalik Al-Kavad Rav Avachon Al-Boi Sein Shomho Gufe Di Rav Kiye Bimu Etzvei Vishore Mum Elo Yadi Inshe Vame Kaidab Meshore Rav Osel Mishra Mim Eive. Alright, so he said, so the Gemara said that if we assume that he wasn't working Mum, that's only in the Alma, that's not in the Torah, he's not all here is. So that was his
rabbi. The Gemara, the Kasha, the first Gemara discussed why Chiyah referred to Rabbi Vachone as the Nochi,
Rav has been a chayshish. So we always said because Rav was both. And then another parent, because Hashem Chachmasi, so told something because both. He wouldn't refer to anybody else who was not his nephew. It's been a chayshish just because he possessed a lot of chachmah. So all the Talmidim of Chabin HaKodesh possessed a lot of chachmah. But since he was a benachi, but there was a benachi also, on account of the Melech Chochmachisi, had he preferred the appellation benachisi over and above the appellation benachi.
Why does it say
by name?
Why does it say by name? It's one
Eretz.
The first one Eretz.
No, the first Eretz is without recourse to Emir Lachoch Machizia. He just preferred it like this, Benachim. Why Benachim? And some of them say that the person is more devoted in the Matik Nuzman the Gitti. So, Rabbi Yechna says, Shemu Yechava Basach Yisla. Okay, he's married. So it's me, so then he'll be Mechav. He has to be married. So his niece in order to mechape, suppose she's not his niece, but he wants to mechape. But a person is very devoted to his trade. So some Rishonim say, why does it say Basachai say not Basochi? Because a person is more devoted, many a person is more devoted to the Basachai say than to Basochi. That's a psychological thing. So Menele, the first time, says, just like this, without the Melech Chochmah Chizkiyah, without the seed, the supplement of the Melech Chochmah Chizkiyah, he just prefers sins. He was both the Nochim Machisei, and the person is more devoted to the children of the sister. I'm not a psychologist, but the shame you say it, it's probably true according to psychology. He's more devoted to the children of the sister than the children of the brother. The reason is because against the brother he might have jealousy. Against the sister, today one could have as much jealousy as against the sister as against the brother, but today it might be different, it's Ishtana Teva. But Bisman Arishayim, Bisman Chazal, so many a person was more devoted, was more attached to the children of the sister than to the children of the brother. In other words, he was more attached to the sister than to the brother. And then it is transferred to the children. So the first Eretz is, since Rav was both, so he preferred Ben Achisi to Ben Ochis without recourse to Emel HaChochma Achisi. And the second Russian says, no, it's not just like that. It's because of Emel HaChochma Achisi, so that's why he preferred mentioning the relationship of Ben Achisei over and above the relationship of Ben Achisei. Alright. And then, so the more the Kashi, Yati Pchayei, so Rabbi Nachodesh answered, Al Yati, right time. Ilay Minishid Le Chakim, Hokam Rinon De Chakim Tuve, Elo Mishum Du Ripkiye Binumen. ואומר רב שמינו שחדושים גדלתי איצל ראה בהימו לידע איזה מום קבוע ואיזה מום איבי המקנטרי so he had a lot of expertise he had שימוש in this middle down mayor at our spirit so אל לחדת לחלק לקודת לרבי בחון because המקנטרי because רב was so because Rav was so distinguished, he really didn't need HaTorah Tchiras, the authority to pass the Tchiras in HaTorah Tchiras in order to enhance his position. Because Rav was so great that without being authorized to be Mother Tchiras, his reputation was very, very big, his reputation. But Rabbi Vachone needed, but Rabbi Vachone needed, this authorization to Mata Pchiras. Otherwise he wouldn't have been recognized sufficiently. But Rav would have been recognized anyway. So that's why.
Yes. Why did you have to say Al Yakir? You could have just not said anything. You tell him he's not allowed to be Marcus.
Not himself. So what should he say? What should he
not,
say?
Nothing.
Why do you prefer he should say nothing?
Because
so then, if he would say nothing, so we wouldn't know why did he say nothing.
There was this way he would be giving problems to Rav Barakar.
You know, the Gemara has many times asked the question. A certain Amir said something, and the other one didn't answer. Why didn't he answer? He didn't answer because he didn't approve, or he didn't answer because it was so obvious that he didn't have to answer. So you can ask, I mean, why should he act in a dubious way when he can spell it out?
Why did he have to ask him? This is the only way you can be Muhammad Rav Bukhara, is by saying Rav is not allowed to be Mati Bukhara?
That's right.
Prohibiting Rav from being Mati.
Because then we wouldn't know what the Rabin HaKodesh meant.
No.
Maybe one could say, listen, he said, Yere, your being, Knossos, everything. Maybe that's the reason why he didn't answer, because it was a superfluous question. I mean, you could say that. I mean, why do you ask that?
No, this way you wouldn't be giving specific truth.
No.
Well,
if somebody shield Kaloche, so the one has to answer Kaloche. And if he doesn't answer, so if not, he doesn't answer Kaloche either, he doesn't answer. Sometimes there is a special reason not to answer. But normally, why shouldn't he answer?
He's not giving him a special reshuah. He himself has...
How do you know that he's not giving him a special reshuah?
That was the question for you. He came for reshuah.
So maybe he means, you don't... I said Yere. What do you mean Yere? Yere means Isabella. He's a better boss of the Cholov in Chabes and Kasvers and Taras and Shpoch and everything. At the Rasprinus also. The question is, why did he spell out at the Rasprinus? It's a special Allah. But why shouldn't he answer? The most normal thing is to answer, not to answer. All right. El Chabed Lei Kovet the Rabbe Vachon. The boy said, man, Mishum Ho Gufe. The Rab Kiev Mumet Pei, Vishor Mumet Doyav Inche, ואמרה כהידב נשור רב, ועושה למישרה מו מעבר. ומעבר, and if he will, because רב was so knowledgeable. He had so much expertise, more than anybody else. So on the contrary, so he might, because of his excessive expertise in Mumin, he might sometimes be Matir Din, something that according to the general opinion of people, it's not a Mum Kavua, because they don't know so much. But he is such an expert, so he realizes that it is a Mum Kavua. So it's a Dovo Tomua. So because, and then people will say, oh, it was Matir, this kind of a moon, and they wouldn't know that this kind of a moon is a moon kavua. They would think it's a moon eiver. Then they'll draw the conclusion, a moon eiver, you can also eat a prayer, moon eiver. So there'll be a mirshul. I mean, aren't there many times, Rabbanim today, who on the basis of a psak that the Meisher Feinstein gave in connection with a special situation, they extended to all situations. Major Feinstein was Matir in a special situation. And they extended to all situations. So because of that, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was Nimna to authorize me in order there shouldn't be any mirshu. As a matter of fact, there is a din shchono that the Talmud Chochem is not allowed to pass him. Bidovar HaTamua. You know, sometimes there is a certain shaila that Bidovar HaTamua. He's right! That Talmud Chochem knows the din HaTorah so well, so he's right, it can be Matir. But people will not understand it, and they will draw the conclusion that it's Matir in other situations where that Talmud Chochem wouldn't be Matir. So there's a law that's called Dovar HaTamua. So the more clearly something is, the greater a person is, the greater he's likely to pass through. Of course, for passing to him, and that can be a miracle. So because of that, Rabbeinu HaKodesh was nimna from authorizing a Rav to be matter prayers. Now, yesterday I started to mention the machlokes between the Maariv Rav and the Rebbe Ben Chofetz in the Daf HaChushas. So there are the tshuvos. So many things in the, especially in the Rebbe Ben Chofetz, seems strange. Of course, he had the reasons why he said it, but many things seem strange. Now, he opposed the Chizos. So one reason as to why he opposed the Chizos, because the Rambam says in Yirali, Shein Kol Chachmi Eretz Yisrael Yaskinu Lahasmich, so Harim Somuch Vuhu Yochi Lahasmichach. So now, Chizos, so not all the Chachmi Yisrael agreed. It wasn't unanimous. Rov Chachmi Eretz Yisrael, I mean, the Chachmei Chutz Loretz are not considered, but only Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Only Rav, or Rebbe Ben Chofetz, was one Hochem, one Gadol, who disapproved of the Chiddushos. So Maariv Rav was still held that it's all right, because Rubi Kikule, just as we say, Rubi Kikule, in all Bezdin, in Foshes, in everything. So here too we say Rubi Kikule. The Rebbe Ben Chofetz says, seeing the Rosh and the Rambam is yearly in Yaskimu Kol Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, so he emphasizes Dafke Kol. That's the beginning. But if Rubenat, that's great. Why do you? It doesn't explain why. We just indict on Rosh and the Rambam, but it's a thing deal coming, just because the Rambam doesn't say Rev Chachmei Eretz Yisrael. Well, anyway. That's what the believer that it has to be explained, but that on the surface makes a lot of sense. Even though it has to be explained, it makes a lot of sense. Then another reason, and that reason the Radvaz also told me. The Radvaz writes me to it. I am not to be counted because I live in trial, so he says, but he didn't look with favor upon the Chiddush HaSmich. He says that the Radvaz revealed, because the Rambam says that very interesting is the correspondence between the Maariv Rav and the Rebbe Ben Chofetz. The Rambam in Perek Dalet in the Sanhedrin, Halacha Chesed, Yesh Lehem Lineis Kol Mi Sheyirtzu Lidvorin Yechid Vihu Sheyiro Lechol Advor Keitzat Chocham Mufle Shero Lehiris Lechol Atere Kule יש לי בזדן ליסמי חייסי ולמיתן לרישוס לא דין ולא להירס בישראל חוך המופלא שרו להירס לכל עתיר הכולה יש לי בזדן ליסמי חייסי ולמיתן לרישוס לא דין ולא להירס בישראל או ייתנו לרישוס בישראל היתר ולא לדין דין ממס. Now the question is, what does it say? If somebody is Chocham Mufle, Rol Yeruch HaTere Kule, Bezdin can be Masmichim to be done the Nechnoses, but not to be Heire in Yisaveta. So, that's it. See, Yisaveta requires Mich, Yisaveta. All the Rabbani today, today and throughout the generations, they're not Smuchim. Smuchim is bottle. So, how did the Rashbo and and over the shalim and all the achrayim, how did it pass kashalim? The answer is, Yisraeh, that doesn't require smichay. So what does it mean? That the masmir can say, I masmir the nismeh only to be done the niknosis. Not Yisraeh. Yisraeh doesn't require smichay. So my brother, Rabbi Sheper, he said, I mean, that's the obvious pshat now, that even though Isa Beheper doesn't require smiche, but in order to have a chalei shemi roye, he has to be Isa. But then you ask, so how do all the Talmud Chachamim pass kashayles today and to our generation? The answer is, in Isa Beheper, when somebody has a shayle in Shabbos, it must be chalom, whether he can eat it or not yet. So it doesn't matter whether it has a chalei shemi roye, it doesn't. So, if a choche, if a samuch passes in Bosa B'cholov, then it has a chalei shem roi. But if in any samuch passes in Shaila, he doesn't have a chalei shem roi. Ramesha Feinstein passed in so many Shailas. He was not in samuch. The answer is, all you need is to be mevarad in a Torah. Yes? One second. It's a good question. What's nothing? Nafkemine is, for example, there is one mandoma who says, Yochid Jehotso be was based in Potomachos. The machlik is tanoi. If so, if Yochid does something, eats an avere, and he eats chile, he says it because he based, not based in a bottle, a regular based, asking him that it's mutter. Is a chayve chato, so is not chayve chato. Machlik is tanoi. The Rambam passed like the mandoma Yochid Shehoso B'Yeroan Bezdin. Yochid Shehoso B'Yeroan Bezdin is potter. Is chayve, sorry, is chayve. But there is a mandoma who says, many tanoi who say, Yochid Shehoso B'Yeroan Bezdin is potter. So that is based upon the roi at this. So if an any somuch, so according to the Rambam, if an any somuch, he does name smoothing in the past with a certain kind of a killer, he's moved there. So even according to Mandoma who says Yochid also be right, best he's put there, but that Yochid will be high, because he doesn't have a halish in the way. But in order to eat something or not eat something, to do something on Shabbos night, doesn't require oil, so he doesn't have a halish in the way. But he's a basamche, he's reliable, he's an expert, he knows he's a bokeh b'shas, so he's a mivara, so he doesn't have the chalish and the oil. But the mivara, he doesn't, in order to be able to act upon the oil of a choche, he doesn't have to have the chalish and the oil. Yes?
When Rav Mishur
did
the
Shul, was
he Nazi?
What did he
say?
What?
When Rav, he did the Shul from the Nazi.
From Rabina Kodesh,
yeah.
Was Yitzchak,
yeah. So what was the shadow of the Gemara? Yore, you got the Shulz Tavakov.
What?
The Gemara is the shadow, Yore.
Yeah.
You got me, Rishul Tavakov and Mishko. Why did he meet, what was the shadow of the Gemara? Why did he meet Rishul for Yore?
Oh, the Gemara,
yeah.
All right, we'll discuss it. We haven't reached the Gemara. That's where we are up to there. It was said, we that's where we're up to. We didn't discuss yet. I'll discuss that. We're up to this.
According to the Rambam, there's no nafkamina lalacha because he passed in, like, Mandama or Yachit Shetabar.
It doesn't matter, so there are other nafkaminas. According to the Rambam also, in other words, I just mentioned one example that is based upon Hiroi. But in order to rely on the psak, of it on Koche, he doesn't get to the Chalishmeroy. He's Mibarek. So, if somebody is knowledgeable and he knows Dini Ator, so he's a Mibarek, so he doesn't get the Chalishmeroy. But in order to have the Chalishmeroy, so then he has to be something. So the Indian of Smicha is, according to the Rambam, that to be Balroy, and be Balavoye in the sense of being Nibar Din Ator, but the Chalil Shemiroye he doesn't have. So that he so the Rambam says, I mean, the Yeshlam Nimnes Commission gets all done in the Chidim. The Rushi Yerol Lechol Advon, it's a Chocham Mufle, Sharol Heres Lechol Atre, Kule, Yeshli Bezdin Lissnich, I say, the Litten Lechishu Slodin, the Lol Heres Bezvada. That doesn't mean he cannot be violent in Atre, he can write it to him. Lechol Atre Kule. The same way, as the Radvaz wrote something, the Yehuda wrote something to this matter. Mivare, but he roi not, he will not have a chalishim roi. O yitnu le rishus b'isa b'heter, de lo ilodin b'ni mamnes. O yitnu rishus lo ze b'lo ze, abo lo ilodin b'ni tosses. Now yes, the Korver am what lach kimini is there. So all mensh my own lach kimini am me. A mensh in tjochi 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 According to the Rambam too. Now, the Gemara says that if somebody acts like the Chumras of Bishamai, the Chumras of Kisilel, in the case where there is a Tata disaster, so Kisil Bachishach. Gemara in Erev Nafzayim, not the Bonus, if he acts like the Kulis Bishamai, and the Kulis Bishamai also is a Rosh. But prior to the Paschal, so he can be made like Bishamai, and he can be made like Bishamai. After the Paschal, it's not Shailachi. He doesn't have an option to be made like Bishamai, he has to be made like Bishamai. So the question is, what does it mean? There's a machleken between Bishamai and Bishamai, whether Tzoras Abbas is in Teres Mishus, or Tzoras Abbas is not a Teres Mishus. So, the Bishamai say, Chomish Eschunoshi, pick the Tzoras Abbas, the first Mishus of the Bible. So let's say, if Ruvain is married to Solach, the daughter of his father Hoshi, and then he has another wife, Rochel, and then Ruvain died, so of course, Sorak, the daughter of Hosha, cannot be Skuko. We give him to Hosha, she's an elf, but, according to the Sila, there's no way possible. So, even Rochel, otherwise, the Tzore of Sorak, is Muteres Rishuk, she doesn't require him a Chlitz. But that was a Machlitz between Misham and Bishila. Now, after the Baskol, it's a child. So, the Halacha is, everybody has to be naked, like this year, but prior to the Paschal, Horei Tzelasis Kedive Bishamai, he said, Horei Tzelasis Kedive Bishilel, is a Yisrael. So the Ritvo, in the Bomes, the Ritvo in Eirel, not the Mishamim said the same thing. So, but the Ritvo is the one who says it. So he, the Moral Ishmael, so he says, that prior to the Paschal, Horei Tzelasis Kedive Bishamai, is a Yisrael. He didn't feel the Issa, that means there was a case of Tzoras Abbas. Somebody was married to the daughter of his brother and to another woman, and then he died. So the father of the husband of the daughter, so according to Bishamai, he. So he can be Miyab Mochel, and she's Asur Lishu, according to Bishilel. He cannot be Miyab, if he's Miyab, he's either a Mitzakor, so he's Sachshel Mokmitzvah, and she, without Chutzeh, is Muteres Lishu. So, if somebody wants to do it like Bishamah, he can do like Bishamah. He wants to do like Bishilel, he can do like Bishilel. So the shame is interesting. It's a question of voting. We have vote for this candidate or for that candidate. What is it? I mean, we let every individual go. He'll decide. He likes Bishamai. He elects like Bishamai. He likes Bishilel. So we elect like Bishilel. It's an example. What's the halacha base? So the ritual in Bomes Neirabi says it only means in that specific chaticha where Bishamai the Chochom of Chachmei Bishamai Paschal. Let's say, Ruvain was married specifically. I mean, Mamba Yishevim before the Pasuk, where the halacha was not yet Hucha. So then, so Ruvein was married to Usorach, the daughter of his brother Asher, and to Rochel, another wife. And then Ruvein died. And then Asher came to Chachma B'Shamay. He came, one of Chachma B'Shamay. And yes, Ishaela, can I marry her? I would like to marry her. And Chachma B'Shamay said, yes, you have a need. So, can we suppose another person, same situation, comes to the Zikli B'Shirel and yes, Ishaela, can I marry her? He said, no. Then he's a chorus. And then another person standing there, can I marry her? She said, yes. She doesn't need any chuyim. So seeing Bishamai passed to this person, one of Chachmei Bishamai, passed to this person, like Bishamai, so that person can be made like Bishamai before the pass. And the other person, whom the one of the Zikni Bishirel passed like Bishirel, so he can be made by Zikni Bishirel. But suppose Ruvein had this problem, and then he came to one of Zikni Bishamai, and the Bishamai passed him that he can be Yavi. But then a friend of his had a similar problem. Was also he also had a brother who was married to his daughter and to another woman, and his brother also died. He didn't test Bishamai officer, but he heard his friend Osher, so the Zikli Bishamai passed it in that can be Yavim. Why shouldn't he do the same thing? Means common sense. Common sense. So the Ritva says no, he cannot be made. Only the person to whom the Zikli Bishamai passed that particular chtich, that specific case, has a heaven. But another person is the same logic,